Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Ray Keating's our guest, Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org, the author of the multiple edition Pastor Stephen Grant novel series. The new one's out now, the Reagan issue. Wow, that's how many now? Is that 29 or 30 of these editions, Ray?
Reagan Country is number 8.
Number 8. So check
number
these
eight.
Out, folks. And could I get a whole set? Could I get like a box set? You need to make a box set out of these things.
Go to raykeatingonline.com and you can get signed copies.
Ooh.
There you go.
How about that, folks? Look, who gets that for you but me, right? All right, so, Ray, let's talk about – I want to give you, as we wrap up our visit, and we're talking about NAFTA, folks, the NAFTA. NAFTA's kind of taken a backseat to all the China issues, hasn't it? Because it's kind of blown into the and kind of got mushed in with the North Korea situation. NAFTA, is NAFTA continuing, the negotiation on NAFTA? Is that negotiation continuing, or is it been on hold, or where are we on this?
Oh, no, it's still going on, and the question is, we've passed a date that Paul Ryan set for, if the Trump administration came to an agreement on renegotiating parts of NAFTA, it was supposed to get that to Congress, or it was supposed to happen by May 17th, and that was a soft date. But they're under the gun to get this done because if the changes need congressional approval and you want this Congress to do it, there's a whole timeline involved. So
right.
They need.
What are they trying to accomplish? What do they want to get signed?
Well, you know, this is Jim. This is one of the problems.
Is this an improvement? Is this an improvement to make somebody like me happier with the NAFTA agreement?
Well, we've been in there arguing, and I've testified before the U.S. Trade Representative and before Congress on this issue. We've been arguing for things like let's beef up. You know, NAFTA is the first international trade agreement that we signed that had intellectual property protections in the deal, which is good news.
Good.
We've been arguing, for example, in that area, let's strengthen those. Let's update them for the current digital economy and so on, and let's strengthen them. So if that's the path we go down, that would be great. Unfortunately, when you look at, the news accounts, we're pushing kind of some really strange things here in terms of, a minimum wage for Mexican factory workers. They want to, for some reason, the U.S. is pushing the idea of ending international panels that basically protect U.S. businesses and investment abroad, from bad political decisions in
right.
other countries. And they also want to. They've been pushing, this has been coming up in the news, a 5-year sunset provision. So how do you make decisions as a business owner or investor saying, well, this is how the rules of the game now, but they might change in 5 years.
That sounds like Congress and tax laws.
Yeah, so these are the problems that we're facing. I'm hoping that, quite frankly, I'm rooting for Mexico and Canada to push those things aside and concentrate on some positive things like the intellectual property.
So we keep hearing a lot, all the tension, all the bad... the negative thoughts and comments typically come across from between U.S. and Mexico. What about China? Where's China in all this? Is it the opposite with China? Why don't we hear more controversy about China? Are they just so nice?
You mean China or Canada?
I don't mean China. I meant Canada. I'm sorry. You're right. I'm
Canada, Canada. Right. Right. Yeah. Canada's kind of been sitting back and for the most part aligning with Mexico and kind of just, going along, but Canada has been, I think, less out there in terms of voicing a lot of issues. And quite frankly, some of it comes down to the fact that, President Trump is more vociferous in attacking Mexico than he is in Canada.
Where's the percentage? Do we do more trade with China? With Canada, or more trade with Mexico?
Well, Canada is our top trade partner, number one, and Mexico
in the
is
world.
Number three.
In the world.
Yeah, in the world. And wow. Mexico's number three. So these two markets matter a great deal, and that shouldn't surprise us, right? Our neighbor to the north, our neighbor to the south. So this is very important when you look at agriculture.
If we could get together, we could kick some you-know-what around the world, couldn't we?
Well, we already are. I mean, in the sense that when you look at the growth, you know, let's take Mexico in particular. The growth in exports to Mexico under NAFTA from the U.S. has been tremendous. The growth in the number of businesses, including small businesses, doing business in Mexico has expanded tremendously.
So maybe the trade negotiation that you're not hearing as much about, NAFTA, is more important than the China deal. Hey, Ray, I got to go. Come back soon. Let's talk about this some more.
Thank you.
Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen, in SBEcouncil.org.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.